Over 30 vendors, handmade crafts, art, food, live music, dancing, and a silent auction, all in support of Community Association. Located at 15807 Forest Ranch Road, this is a family-friendly event among the pine trees in Forest Ranch on Saturday, June 4th. Shout out to the artisans.
Yeah, man.
Wherever they may be. Hey.
Good old artisans, man. They're fun.
Love the artisans.
Love those artisans.
You know, my top three favorite things in the world, artisans are included.
I hope so now.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Artisans, Slurpees, and my fiance.
There you go. Wow.
Slurpees. Nice.
Slurpees
definitely
make the list. I haven't
had a Slurpee in years.
In that order?
No particular order.
No particular order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously. Come on, Brad. God.
Try to get this man in trouble, bro?
Yeah,
or what?
Catch up to speed, bro.
Everyone knows.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, I'm a single man. I'm trying to figure this out. Like, what's the order that we're allowed to have?
The order goes like this. The woman you're with.
Okay.
The woman you're with.
Okay.
Whatever she's into.
Okay.
Her friends.
Okay.
Her family.
Okay.
Her dog.
Okay.
Her car.
Okay.
Her laundry.
Okay.
And then whatever little interests you have. That's
then,
how it goes.
And then artisans.
And then artisans. Artisans are up on the list too. My bad. Yeah.
Sweet. I'm just trying to learn, all right? Because apparently it's not worked out for me right now.
Well.
You're just not artisan enough, man.
Yeah. Maybe step up your artisanal game.
Yeah. All right.
This show's going to be off the rails. Buckle up. Let's go.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. Talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. You know the drill. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, the one, the only, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, it's good, party people.
We got our resident degenerate back, ladies and gentlemen. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with ya. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And we have the bathroom bandit himself, producer extraordinaire, the Jew for Jesus, the one, the only, Stepman Brett.
Yeah! Let's go!
All right, we needed that energy.
That's all I got. So,
all right. Well, you know. It's going to slow down from here.
I mean, it's going downhill from here, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
But, I mean, when have I actually had a good show? It's been a while. It's been a while.
Well, here's the thing. The bar is so low for you, we just need one moment. That's one all we need,
yeah.
Right, Derek?
Yeah, one
Eminem moment?
We don't look for much.
Yeah.
We don't expect much either.
Yeah.
Like, anything, honestly, you being here and just doing that, that's expectations met.
Yeah, you're good.
Right. Anything after that is like, you're just, all right, that's chowder right
this
there.
This sounds like
it's house money from here, right?
That's gravy on
this
top.
Sounds like most women I've dated, so thank you guys. I appreciate it. It feels like home.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ruin it, but you can definitely, you know, usually ruining it is good.
Yeah,
when you're ruining it, that's more great.
You're in the biggest win-win position out of anyone, because when you're bad, you're good. When you're good, you're all right.
I feel like that's not a win, though. You're okay.
Yeah, because your wins are just your wins. They're not our show wins, unfortunately.
Oh, me just being here. This is a good Monday for me. I enjoy this. I'm like a puppy dog here. Nothing can go bad for me.
What?
How did you go from like?
Yeah, what?
This is getting real. This is getting real.
I just enjoyed this.
I'm in my feels. I've had.
You're going
much.
Back and forth in which you don't know how to feel right now.
I've
well said,
be,
Darren.
Should I be degraded or should I be like, yeah, this is what I like?
Should we start the show with how can we help Brad? Because I'm down. We got NBA playoffs.
Just no pre-games for me. Apparently, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
Face, just respect me.
Just respect me while you're doing so. Is that right?
That spit better come out with some form of respect.
Okay? Yeah. Put some respect on that spit.
You know? Yeah. And aim for my mouth. But
hey. Oh, God. It's good to be back.
It's great to be back.
Derek, do you have some grinds my gears just like loaded that we could start with?
You can get some going.
All right. So, listen. One of my favorite things in this show is Derek's grinds my gears. We started this kind of as a if we could just reminisce for a minute, Derek. We started this show in Derek's garage. It was about 14 degrees the first time we did the show, full of Black Widows. And one of the first concepts we ever came up with was you just started listing off a list of complaints. And then I said, yo, we should make this a segment. And so Grinds My Gears was born. Now, we all participate, but I feel like Derek is the ringleader when it comes to Grinds My Gears. So, I just needed a little bit of levity. We're going to get into the NBA playoffs. We're going to get into the world of soccer. We're going to get into what's going on with Major League Baseball. But let's start here, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You know what really grinds my gears?
Grass that you can't walk on.
Yes.
Like, what's the point of having that grass then? You know, like, I'm just saying, like, having grass you can't walk on is almost like having food you can't eat. It's like, you can't eat that food. What's the food there for? If it's not meant to be eaten. Like, grass should be walked on, played on, rolled on, smoked 100%. On, all of the above. That's what grass is there for, okay?
Yeah. A nice lawn, you should be able to
enjoy
walk on it.
Yes.
You should be able, I want to walk through my bare feet on that
bare
glorious,
feet, exactly. Take off
luscious
the socks,
piece of grass.
Nice and soft.
If I don't want to walk in it, you should feel ashamed of your
exactly.
lawn. Like, I don't want to touch that lawn. It's awful.
Exactly.
If I want to walk on that lawn, you should be walk away.
Yep.
Walk away. That's what grass is there for.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree with you more. You got one more?
I got one more.
All right. Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people miss a belt loop on their pants. It's just like, guys, in particular, do this. I don't think I've ever met a woman that's ever missed a belt loop because they pay attention to the details. Yeah. Guys, you're just going through the motions and blah, blah, blah. It looks very sloppy, very disheveled, not put together. Just a small tidbit. Make sure all your belt loops are put through. You know? It looks tacky.
I think you'll be happy to know, Derek, in that same frame of reference, when I was getting ready for the show, I was changing out of my work clothes. I threw on these shorts, and I was like, oh, man, these are a little looser than they were last year. Lost a little bit of weight. Hey, shouts to me. Thank you. And I was putting on my belt, and I was really struggling with the fourth one. You know how they put two in the back?
They're all different back there.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking
but
about.
But I got two in the back.
They got two in the back.
I was really struggling getting through the second one, and I was like, I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to figure this out. And it took me a good 35, 45 seconds. But I was not going to come into the show missing a belt loop, looking like a goofball.
Exactly.
That was not happening today.
Because it makes your pants look weird while you're holding them up properly.
You look like an idiot. You look like a sloppy Joe.
You do. You look like your shirt's not tucked in all the way.
That's correct. You got something?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, you got a grinds my gear?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Now let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Guys over 18 that are wearing Lettermans, what are you doing? Your high school days are behind you. Stop it. Even if you're in high school, it's still kind of douchey, but I mean, at least you have a reason for it.
All right, okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a decent one. That's a nice one.
That's a decent one. All right, y'all want to talk hoops?
I guess.
All right. Let's go. Baby, your Golden State Warriors, one game away. We're just one game away from the NBA Finals. And I just want to talk about this for a second. Well, I could talk about it all show, but I won't because I know Derek's got a lot of foot and mouth to get to. He's got to talk about the world of soccer. But the Golden State Warriors are one game away.
Woo!
from the finals. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I mean, we all saw this coming. I did, at least.
I feel like a lot of people thought this.
Yeah. I mean, not like a 3-0. Yeah.
Not a
3-0. I wasn't thinking of 3-0.
You're playing the Mavs, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's why.
The Mavs.
I would
not be in here.
Yes.
Yeah, that's impressive. But it's a Mavs.
But I would expect them at least to win the first game at home. Like, that's what I expected.
Got one guy the Mavs do.
Yes.
He got baptized.
Yeah. He did get baptized.
Sure did. Let's talk.
Postured, shirted, baptized. The whole shebang.
Okay, that's what he
by
got.
By Wiggins, okay? Who is balling right now.
I'm just going to say, your guy just got baptized in the church of Andrew Wiggins, and there's no chance of him coming back. I didn't see any chance for the Mavs in the series to begin with.
No.
The only way you could do it is if you lost Steph, Clay
and Draymond.
And Draymond. Two of the three. You have to lose two of the three.
Yeah, two of the three, they're done.
The Mavs have stand a chance. Mm-hmm. Three of them for them to actually maybe actually win. But no, the Mavs never had a chance. And with the Suns, obviously, not having Devin Booker really put a hampering on that collision course.
Mm.
So, yeah, I would say the Warriors, yeah, you had a nice little path to the finals right now.
They do, and it looks like they're one game away. They're up 3-0. It looks like it's basically a wrap. You don't think a team where the core has been to, what, five finals and won three of them,
mm-hmm.
You don't expect that team to be the first team ever in a conference finals to lose up 3-0.
No.
You wouldn't expect that. But I do need to say, can I get this one in? Can you? Am I potted up over here on my sound?
Yeah, no,
I got to get this in.
Yes. Okay, can you do that again?
I can.
That's on your end.
That was all my end. My fault.
Don't blame that on me.
I didn't.
I'm just making sure that everyone knows.
All right, let's just talk it out. Hold on. Here we go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Golden State Warriors fans. Now, I am one of them. I'm an OG one. But this new arena, Chase Center, trash.
It's not the same.
Bunch of dorks, dude. Oh, my God. Just a bunch of tech bros wearing Patagonia. Yep. You don't want to wear the gold-blooded shirts because you want to wear your button down to a game. You loser.
On a Sunday.
I hate these people. I hate the people who are filling up Chase Arena. Chase Center, I'm sorry. I cannot stand them, this new breed of Warriors fans that's now acting like Lakers fans, like we're entitled. How about you do this? How about you spend 17 years of your life not making it to a playoff appearance, okay?
Playoffs.
How about that? Playoffs? I hate them. I hate them. Anyone else feel me on that?
Well, Laker fans, we've earned our rights.
You've earned your right to be a jerk.
30 years.
Yes.
100%. It's almost a birthright. That's what I hate about you guys.
But I will say, all you guys over in there, all you have money, because you have to have money to get into that arena.
Yeah.
But I will say, the light blue, the solid white button-up long-sleeve shirts have got to go.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. You're not at church in here right now, boys. You're at a basketball game. It's okay to wear a T-shirt. You can totally wear a T-shirt.
A blazer wouldn't be too bad either.
You don't even need a blazer.
No, a blazer is ridiculous to go to a sporting event.
Unless
you're, like, dressed to the nines and you're sitting behind the boys.
I'm saying if you're in the first row.
No. Absolutely.
Anywhere in that arena.
Do not wear a blazer to an NBA game. Don't wear a blazer. Don't wear anything that has a collar, a lapel. Any of that is too much. Wear a jersey, wear a hoodie, wear a shirt, wear a hat.
Do not dress up like that.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, everyone dresses up everywhere they go right now. But I'm with you on the fact that the light blue, white long sleeve button up should not be allowed in
it's
any basketball arenas whatsoever anymore.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, you can go casual, guys.
Yes.
You can wear a T-shirt. It's a lot nicer. Okay?
Yes.
They're a lot easier. You don't have to button anything up.
You don't look like an idiot.
Yeah. So I'm with you on getting rid of those. That should not be allowed at arenas. Yes.
Thank you. The Wiggins dunk was absolutely insane. Shout out to Luka Doncic, who actually ended up laughing after it. And I hate to say it because he does cry a lot to the refs, but he is a likable dude. Super likable.
Dude's 23 years old, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I mean, the guy can ball. What he did to this Phoenix Suns was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You have to give him to that, how he handled Chris Paul, his kind of counterpart in the same position. Yep. Granted, Doncic is a way completely different animal in terms of what Chris Paul is. Just their bodies are very vastly different.
Yes.
But Doncic, he is a guy. He's He can create a really good villain and someone easy to root for, I feel.
100%.
So if you're going against some easy guy to hate on, because he is good and he has you, like, the smiles all the time, like that villainous
the
smile.
Small smirks that he has.
Yeah, all the smirks. Yeah. He does his moves, too. He's got those crafty European, like, big guy
old
moves.
Old school moves,
And those ones annoy you. Those are like, oh.
Yeah.
Those are fundamental. Those are fundamental who can just post moves galore. They annoy you. But if you have them on your team, love them.
Oh, yeah. He still dropped 40 points last night.
Yeah. It was the scar and the smirk that did it for me. That was like the evil guy on the other team when he got that scar.
But my God, did that boy get dunked on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know if he really got hit in the face, but when you hold your hand and like go down in pain, it just is a softer look.
Yeah.
Just take the baptism. Yeah. You know, like, all right, you got me. And just walk away.
Yep.
You know, because when you try to like, oh, you hurt me, it's just like, oh, you're even softer.
Yeah, it looks way worse. It looks way worse. And you're coming from the world of football where people dive all the time.
All the time right now.
And it's a bad look.
It is a bad look. Always a bad look.
And the most impressive part is, like, in that game, he took over the lead of playoff games of hitting over 40 points for the Mavericks at 8.
That's not impressive to me because the game has changed so much. Dirk Nowitzki had 7 games for the Dallas Mavericks where he scored 40 points. He was 6-1, and Luka is 2-6.
But that's a whole different
games
team.
That he scored
but that's a whole different team where he actually had a lot of guys around him.
Yeah, don't care.
What do you mean don't care?
If you score 40 points, stop. Get a dub. It's just that's what I'm saying. The game
has
changed.
No help, though, dude. It's only him. It's literally
he brought
only
him to the conference finals.
Like what? 8 shots, missed all of them.
So it was.
He had an 0 for night. Reggie Bullock did.
Bullock, yeah.
It was Bullock, and what's my man? The tall white guy that shoots all the threes.
The one that Dad says looks like me. It's
not him.
Bantz.
The other one.
Bullock.
Is this number 44 or 42?
I don't know. Why don't you look it up, Statman, Brad?
Well, you're giving me nothing right
Kebler,
now.
Kebler.
Does it start with a B?
No, I think he's trying to say it, but it's not quite the right one. Anyway, he got shook of shooting threes.
Maxi Kleber.
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 Kleber. Kleber. Okay, it's Kleber?
Yeah.
Kleber.
What is the white guy that looks like you? What's his name again?
It's
Look like you.
Is it Mance? I'll look him up.
It starts with a B.
Yeah.
Bertans.
Yeah, Bertans.
Thank you.
Davis Bertans.
Jesus.
Apparently my dad said he looks like me. I looked at him like, I don't think he does.
He does look like you. I immediately thought that when he hit the ground and his hair didn't shake at all. I was like, man, Brad could actually kind of hoop out here. I didn't know that. That's impressive. All right. I just want to say the thing that's most impressive is the fact that the Warriors are here. They're an older team with a younger core, and we just haven't seen this this deep in the playoffs really ever that I can remember, where the core of the team is almost divided down the middle, and you got these older veterans that have been there. And the fact that they're still in the mix, man, after taking, 3 years off of not making the playoffs, to be right back in the mix and a game away from the finals is absolutely insane to me. It's a testament to what that they built in the front office, and it's a testament to Steve Kerr and that core of guys. And shout out to Steph. Steph's not what he was in 2015, 2016, even 2018. And I would have loved to see what Steph would have been without KD and leading that team, but I guess we'll never know. So it is what it is, but super impressive. Shout out to the Dubs. Let's get back into playoff hoops in a little bit. I know, Derek, your time is limited for the next few weeks. So we had a hell of a week in the world of football. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, foot in mouth.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Oh boy, y'all. I can't scream because it was such such a roller coaster of emotions was Championship Sunday.
I'm a glass case of emotion!
I can imagine Liverpool on the red side. Hates life a little bit. Very much so.
They wanted, yes.
I know we're going to go there.
But Manchester! The blue side!
They're celebrating.
Unreal.
And my goodness, such fashion. Championship Sunday started with all games being played at one time. You find out who's going to be your championship. You find out who's going to be relegated all at once. And that was a day that happened at 8 o'clock starting Sunday. And it was a glorious 2 hours of my life.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much had every game on that you wanted to watch throughout the NBC channels, which was very nice of them.
As I was about time.
About time. Dude, about time taking advantage of this.
Peacock,
right now.
And, you know, blah, blah, blah. But,
get rid of them. I don't need to go on this.
I don't need
to
pay $6
them.
A month.
No. Give me the NBC channels that you had,
yes, sir.
And you had them all going on.
Yes,
Liverpool
sir.
Was facing off against Wolves, the Wolverhampton.
Wolves.
You had Man City facing off against Aston Villa. It was simple out there. Liverpool, you need to Man City win. You're champions. You drop any points, and Liverpool doesn't.
Yep.
Liverpool champions. Simple.
And what happened?
Oh my goodness! Aston Villa came out swinging. Stevie G leading his team.
Great game.
A fantastic game.
Oh my god! Epic game.
You could see Man City in that first half scared beyond belief. They were nervous out there. They knew it was at task, and they were failing
beyond
dramatically.
Nervous.
They went down 2 goals. 2 goals to
Unreal.
Aston Villa. And what happened over in Liverpool? They went down 1-0 early, but tied it up, got 1 point back, and then slowly overtook over the lead. You saw that it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So all eyes were in Manchester right now. And in the last 30 minutes of that game, do we have ourselves a moment? Ilkay Gundogan came on as a perfect sub. So did Zinchenko as well at the start of the second half. Man City, Pep Guardiola really showed his class by the subs he chose to put
finally.
On. Put onto the field right there as they came in the clutch. And Gundogan with 2 goals along with Rodri to give Man City a 3-2 victory over Aston Villa to clinch them the Premier League champions or fourth in 5 years.
Oh, man.
For anyone out there who's a Manchester United fan, you're in like a rut right now. You want to put your head in the sand.
Be on a rut. Don't come back up.
Don't come back up.
No.
Not for a while.
Yeah.
Your team is lost for words. You have pretty much a team that's not a longer team. You don't even know
what's
going on.
Complete rebuild coming into next season.
You don't know. Everyone named that's on that sheet last past season,
yep.
Probably going to replace.
Yep. At least half of them.
Half of them.
Yeah.
More than half.
Easily.
But Man City put on a show as they nearly fumbled this title away. And Liverpool had it at their fingertips.
Yeah.
They were right there. A point behind.
Did you see when Salah scored and the fans were like, 3-2, get back on the field. They're like,
They were heartbroken, dude. You could see the Liverpool fans. There was at one point in time a rumor that floated around that Aston Villa tied it up. It was not to be.
No, it was on the scoreboard.
Was it on the scoreboard?
Someone hacked it and said 3-3, and everyone went wild. And then, you know, seconds later, minutes later, everyone went on their phones and realized it was just hacked.
Dirty trick right there.
Dude, oh my God. Imagine being the fan in that stands and seeing that score being tied 3-3.
What could have been for Liverpool? could have been the chances of the quad are thrown out the window?
Yeah.
Except to win the Champions League, though, that's going to happen this Saturday against Real Madrid. That's going to be a doozy.
Yep.
Tune on your TVs for that one.
Noon o'clock Pacific time.
It's going to be an amazing...
Noon o'clock, baby.
Noon o'clock.
Noon o'clock.
It's going to be an amazing
12
show.
12 p.m.
But Champions League did not... I'm sorry. Premier League did not disappoint. And I got to give a shout-out to my boys. The Toffees! Spectacular fashion against Crystal Palace.
That was probably one of the
week.
Greatest games of the year, dude.
Oh, I've got to admit that. Went down 2-0 in the first half right now. All was lost looking for Everton. It looked like we were probably going to be relegated to
Crystal Palace, right?
Crystal Palace went up, took a 3-2 victory. It was a spectacular moment in Everton history. Scenes for anyone who is a fan of the game to witness what was happening out there.
Man.
Truly was, as Rudy said, probably one of the games of the year. And for the Toffees to hold on into the Premier League is huge. Huge. Shouts to also Leeds United. You hold on by the skin of your teeth.
Leeds, they got lucky too.
You got lucky too. Burnley, unfortunately for you, y'all are back down in the championship. So we got Watford gone, Norwich City gone, and
Burnley
all relegated.
Yep.
So tough news for those three teams. But either way, Man City, you earned it. And shouts to Tottenham too. They hold on to the fourth spot right there as they got themselves Champions League play for next year. Huge for the city of Tottenham.
Massive.
Huge for that club in particular.
Oh,
they
needed
it. Where they started off when Conte came in, he really turned that club around.
They were
so
like
shouts.
Eighth or ninth place when he took over.
Off. Yeah, they were barely looking at it, holding on to the top half of the table.
Game by game, dude. Brought them back.
It is amazing. The points are never lost. Also, that was the Premier League. Got to give a shout out to my man, Zlatan!
Hey!
And over in AC Milan as they took on the Scudetto and our champions of Italy. as they also, too, took the finals, the last day of the Serie A to determine who is going to be champion. Intern versus AC Milan. AC Milan won handily 3-0 over Sassuolo, giving them that title that has been elusive them for so many years. So shouts to Zlatan and AC Milan for taking that one down.
Epic one.
It was a good one. Foot and mouth, y'all. Again, like I said, Saturday, Champions League final. If you also want another game on Sunday, if you have ESPN Plus, it's a championship final for the last spot available in the Premier League for next year.
Oh.
Nottingham Forest versus
Nottingham Forest, yeah.
Have a chance. Either one of them, a brand new team coming into the Premier League next year.
Did you get Saturday off for that Champions League championship?
I'm going to be working it, which I'm okay with. I got the night off, though.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll pull up.
We'll be in there.
All right.
Yeah. All right, boys.
Fancy it is.
All right. That's my time.
Thank you, sir. Just wanted to let y'all know me and Derek are cooking up some stuff for the podcast, for the show. So look out for that. We're finally going to do some. Are you good? You missed your mic there,
I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, you sure did. Bless you.
Dang it. Oh. It's like midway through, close my eyes, hit it. All right. Yep. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
We're all good over here.
Yep.
No. We're all good over here.
This is where it goes downhill.
This is when it starts?
Yep.
I thought it started when we went on.
Started the show, yeah. I was under the same impression, Rudy. Thank you, sir. Sorry. It's hilarious.
I'm just starting to feel it, okay? I'm just starting to feel it.
Feel what?
The downhill. Yes.
Downhill slope. You're on it.
Yes. On the downhill slope of this mountain.
Rudy, how are your picks going lately?
They're good. They're about half and half right now. Like, I can't get a day that I'm winning back-to-back days. But I'm doing every other day. But thank God the days that I do win, they're bigger than the days that I do lose. So
yeah,
that's all you can ask for.
Yeah. So yeah.
Let's actually, I don't have your drop, but I do have a money drop. Give me 1 second. Bring me up if you don't mind. And let's get into Rudy's picks.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, now give me my money.
All right, guys. I'm back. That means the money's back, too, boys. Let's go get it.
Let's get it.
So we're going to start off with, I know the game already started, but hey, I got Boston at -5 tonight against Miami.
How are we looking in that so far?
They're winning 18-1.
Oh, Jesus.
As in live right now, as I speak.
Wow.
So, you know, it's still a lot of ball to be played, but let's go. We got the Dodgers against the Nationals right now. So we're going to bet every single game on that series. It's a 3-game series. Right now they're up 9-0. So let's hit on that. I usually like betting on the money line just to be on the safer side. So that's how I do my bets on those games. I'm still rolling against the Reds. They did win quite some games this past month, but it's okay because the Reds still suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They are playing the Cubs right now. Cubs are up 4-3 as we speak.
Expected.
But it's a 3-game series. They're going to take at least 2 out of 3 out of that series. And my big one is this weekend, like Derek was saying, Champions League final. Playing in Paris is going to be Liverpool and Real Madrid. Madrid is they're +210. +210, dude. 2-1 odds. Madrid's going to win. They're destined to win this year. So I'm going to drop the mortgage on that game. Let's go get it. +210, Real Madrid against Liverpool.
Love Wait, +210 Madrid?
Yes.
Wow.
That's how, yeah.
It's unreal. That's incredible. I would imagine it'd be a little bit closer.
So that 210 is going to drop down to like 170, 160 because everyone's dropping on
so
that.
So grab it now.
Grab it now because it went from 230 to 210 today in 3 days.
Wow.
So, yeah. Real Madrid, that's the one of the week. Let's go get this money, boys. Let's get it.
The one thing you didn't say was it was 1-18 with 3:33 left in the first quarter.
First quarter, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's 4-21 right now with 2:48.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No,
they scored only 1 point in the whole quarter?
Yeah. No, well, it's now they're 4-21 with 2:48. But still, it's like you forgot to mention that it was
I didn't see the
with
time.
3 minutes I just, left. Yeah, that was my it's bad. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What's Unreal. Going on with the playoffs where every game seems to be a blowout? We've had a couple close ones, but for the most part, it's a back-and-forth series, and every game is a blowout.
Yeah, there is no, like, last-second shot means something. No.
Yeah, we got that in the first round with Ja, yeah. And then in the second round with Ja. Ja's good, dude.
Ja's ridiculous. Yeah, I would love to see him and Luka go at it. That would be a fun series.
I mean, it's going to happen because it is going to happen because they're young.
Very, very.
You know, a lot of things need to go right, though.
Yep. I mean, we already saw the Luka versus Booker matchup. It'd be nice to see the
Booker's not a superstar. Let's talk about that. Booker's not a superstar, in my opinion. He's not a superstar. He's not a winning player. I'm sorry, he's not.
They won how many games this year? How's that not winning?
Okay, actually, no. I kind of agree with Jarreau here. Because
he didn't know what to do with a double team last series.
Well, not just that.
And plus, he was playing 70%.
When did he become
healthy?
When did the Suns become relevant?
Well, CP3 and Booker.
When CP3 came in.
Yeah, but it's Booker. What it came He's in. Young. You need a co-star. Everyone in this league has at least one or two players to play with them.
Yes, but what's going to happen
can't do
after?
That by himself.
Yes, what's going to happen after Booker leaves?
They're going to sign someone else. They have to. They know that.
Because Booker can't carry.
No, there's no team in the league that is a one man team. LeBron did that 10 years ago.
With who?
When he took that team to the finals, the Cleveland with no one.
Absolutely, yeah.
No one with Tristan Thompson, that tall Serbian center. What's his name?
Not sir. You're talking about Anderson about his first. Barichal?
Yeah. Like, there was one player on that team, which was LeBron.
Yeah.
That's it.
He made Mo Williams an all-star.
Thank you.
Wait, didn't they have
They didn't have anyone.
But they
go look at his first run.
His first run with the Cavs. Oh, yes. Well, they lost, though.
Yeah, they still made it to the finals.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Just, I'm like, wait a minute, no. They didn't make it this last time with those guys.
No, they still made it to the finals. Man.
All right, fair.
You need at least two players on an NBA team to make it.
Fair enough.
I would argue three. Like today's 100%. Era, you need three.
Yeah, Booker can't do that by himself.
Yeah, and I think that's a max because of the way that people are being paid. You can't go further.
Hold on. All right. Then if that's your theory, tell me who the third player on the Bucks was last year, defending champions.
You had Middleton. You had Giannis.
Yep. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know the Bucks that well. You know what? Give me a sec. Give me three minutes.
Tell me the other star that was on that team because I feel like your entire theory about you need three falls apart right then and there. And while you're looking that up, let's take a minute. This beat's cold, bro.
Damn.
Oh, this is that pop, yeah?
Yeah. I told you this song is hard.
Okay, hold up. Got it.
All right.
Drew Holiday.
I said star.
Okay, do you call Draymond Green a star?
Draymond Green's a Hall of Famer, yes.
Yes.
Okay, is it because of the championships that they've won?
No, just the defense.
It's because
he's
a Hall of Famer because of what he brings to the table. Drew Holiday, solid player.
He's
How many All-Star
player,
games
not,
has he been
yeah,
in?
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's on
How many
first,
All-Star games?
He might be a second team player.
While you look that up, can I do the reads?
Yeah.
All right, great. This is Talking About Practice. Your man, Jarreau. I got my boy. I don't know what I think I was going to call you my boo. That would have been weird. My boy, Rudy Vasquez, back in the building after a short hiatus. And, of course, Statman Brad working the boards today, working the stats, making ridiculous arguments that Drew Holiday's a star. That makes no sense. It makes no sense at all.
He's a good player.
Finish the read.
Okay, thank you. I want to give you a shout out, our listeners, for rocking with the nonsense it is we do around here. Also got to give a big shout out to our friends over at Chico Velo. Supporting bicycling, education, and advocacy, since 1980, Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bicycle and park in safety at their bike valet when available at the Thursday Night Market and Saturday Farmers Market. For more information, visit ChicoVelo.org and find them on Facebook. You were saying?
Yeah. So, last 4 years, Drew Holiday has been a... What was the classification? All-Star? Yeah. Might not have been in the All-Star game, but has been All-Star numbers.
Was he or was he not an All-Star?
Okay. Can we all agree the All-Star game is basically a popularity contest at that point?
Was he an All-Star?
Was Booker an All-Star a couple years ago? No. Did he deserve it? Yes.
Did he?
Yes. He right. did. His well, all his right, numbers.
Hold on. Hold on. Tell go, then. All right. Let's finish this conversation.
Yes.
Then I want you to go back.
Okay.
And I want you to look at the year that you're claiming that Booker did not make an All-Star game and explain to me who you're taking off to replace him with Booker.
Happily. Anyways, Drew Holiday, past 4 years, lowest he had was back in 2021, 2020 at 17 points per game. Also, COVID year. Give him some credit there. But averaging 19 points per game. He also averaged 6 to 7 rebounds per game and 6-7 assists per game.
Sounds like a pretty good point guard, not an All-Star.
But a good number three guy. He is a solid number three.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, like, and I agree. But what I'm saying is your idea.
So you need to have three All-Stars every single year to win a championship?
I didn't claim that. You did. That's what you said. You said you need to have three stars, and I am telling you.
I call that a star. Okay, not,
Drew Holiday is not a star.
There's a difference between an All-Star and a star. I would call him a star. He goes on to any team, and he's going to make that team better. Now, whether he makes them drastically better or not,
That's where I disagree with you. I think if you put him on any of those teams that have an All-Star point guard, he doesn't necessarily make that team better. Counterpoint?
Okay. What makes a true point guard nowadays? It's completely different. It all depends on what the team's needs are.
Man, you're really going to die on this hill, aren't you?
I am.
All because right, let's stay here. Okay, let's stay here.
Because the last true point guard we have in this game is CP3. Outside of that, the point guard position is up to interpretation on what each team needs.
Okay.
You have a lot of guys that are going to be shooting and making 28 points per game when the original point guard was only making 15 points per game, but having 10, 12 assists per game. They're not there anymore. It's lower in like the 5, 6, and 7s per game, and that's called a point guard. When that used to be a 2, 3 guard.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the point guard position is completely different nowadays.
100%. Because you have centers dropping.
Exactly. And you have centers that are also shooting three-pointers. They're sitting 15 feet out and not sitting underneath the block. Okay. Like it's completely different than what a point guard is today. It's a lot of – it's what does the team need from that player? And is he going to produce what that team needs in that game? And I see Drew Holiday as producing what that team needed in that game, in that season.
For the Bucks
yeah, or even for the Pelicans back when he was playing with the Pelicans.
What did he average in points this season?
He's averaging 18.3.
And he averaged how many assists?
He's averaging 6.8.
Okay, so Steph Curry is averaging 25.5 points per game and 6.5 assists
per game. Wait, why are we comparing him to Steph Curry?
Well, you said you need three stars. I'm trying to make the case that Drew Holiday.
He is the third. I'm trying to make third star. No, he's making the third. He is the third star on that team. Let's go with Draymond Green. What does he got? Because that's the third star on the Warriors.
More assists than them, dude.
Okay,
because Draymond drops down. Because
you asking me, aren't you a step?
Because you're bringing up this argument of Steph Curry against Drew Holiday. That's an unfair assessment because you're talking about one of the greatest of all times.
And then
Drew Holiday is not even close to a Hall of Fame number.
What is Draymond averaging for assists per game this season?
Oh, you want me to look this up? Yes. Okay, I'm arguing this. Gosh.
Gosh, dang it.
You're the one who brought this
You're
up,
the one who brought this on yourself, my friend. I just showed up here, and I was trying to have your back, like, okay, you're going somewhere, you're going somewhere. I disagree.
Yes, but you're not coming up with it. Okay. This year.
What, seven?
Where is he at? He's at seven assists per game, seven rebounds, and seven points.
He's doing more than Drew Holiday.
7.5 points per game. You want to tell me he's doing more than Drew Holiday?
He's a power forward center.
He guards every position. He's the best defender in the league.
Okay.
I'm just saying he's dropping more than a true, quote-unquote.
I'm just
unquote.
Saying, I think, I understand your point.
So do
this
I.
This entire segment has been hair-splitting, and I think it's a ridiculous segment to have, but that's what the show is. Welcome to TBP, baby. That's what we do. We argue about ridiculous stuff that does not matter. But I'm just saying, if you're going to die on this hill, okay?
I feel like I have valid stats here.
Yeah, but when Draymond's dropping more assists than a quote-unquote true...
Then your point guard...
By point two!
That's still more.
But again, the point guard's not even a thing anymore. It's a dying breed like the center was.
I think you're just arguing with yourself right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I agree. You backed yourself into a corner is what happened. I appreciate
that you
won't let go.
We both understand what you're saying. CP3 is the last one.
He is the last guy. After that, the point guard is gone.
Literally, no one is arguing that, Brad. No one. Not a soul.
We're both agreeing with you.
Yeah, not a soul here is arguing with you. We're just saying that I think your assessment that you need three stars. Your original point, I just want to make it. I just want to make sure.
Yes, yes.
I have it right.
Yes.
Your original argument was that Luka has nobody. Right? That's how this whole thing started.
Yes.
That was
yes.
my argument, yeah.
And that was his argument.
Yeah. Okay.
And I agree with that.
Yeah. And you said that you need three stars to win a championship.
In today's game, yes.
And my retort to that was simply, no, you don't. Because the Bucks just did it.
So when was the last time a team didn't have three stars?
The Bucks.
The Lakers time. The year before.
Yeah, Lakers.
Who was their third star?
AD and
didn't they have like four all-stars on that team?
No, they did not.
That was this year, and we didn't do anything.
Yeah, and so who would be their third star on that team?
All right.
In 2020.
You
who was their third star?
That's my point.
Yeah,
if you can't think of it off the top of your head, chances are they didn't have one.
Well, they've also been shifting in their roster like no other.
Yeah, but we...
Okay, but in 2020, when they won the finals, who would you say was their third star?
Can't call Dwight Howard a star.
That's right, you can't.
Yeah, he was, all right, he was a bench player.
Let's rewind again. Let's do some recent history. The Raptors won the year before. Name their three stars, please. Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
Kyle Lowry.
And then you had, what was the...
that's what I'm saying.
I don't...
You have to
again,
start
I don't...
With what was
you guys are talking... I don't
Serge
follow
Ibaka.
The East.
No. Right? Serge Ibaka.
No.
On that team.
Who was Fleet? Yeah, was Van Fleet.
Van Fleet.
Yeah. He was a bench. He was a role player.
Was, yeah, he was
and he
player.
Went off
no, he
in the
went
playoffs.
Off the whole series,
right, but huh? Would you call him a star?
But he wasn't
but
a star.
You need...
He wasn't a star. He is a star
not,
now.
Not until now. Yes.
Well, yeah,
not
after
until
that
after
series.
That playoffs when everyone left. He became the star.
Yeah, he balled
all right,
out.
The entire show got derailed on this hair splitting. But I'm down to stay here because I want to say you, I am
these,
right.
But these players are also providing what the team needs. It's they have the potential to be a star, but the team needs them to be the backseat, and they're providing that backseat that is giving the backbone to that team.
Speaking of back, it sounds like you're pedaling backwards as fast as you can.
That's not what I'm saying.
Like
no.
I even
said that about Drew Holiday. He gave the team what he needed. If he goes to another team and they ask him for more, he's going to give them more.
Okay.
But he has Middleton. He has Antetokounmpo. Mm-hmm. And he's going to provide what he needs to give the team.
But the two teams that won the championship before that had who as their third star?
Drew Holiday.
Mm, okay.
And I don't care about the Lakers, so I didn't care about 2020.
Yeah, okay, so it doesn't matter to your argument.
It did.
Let's
you know what? There are always exceptions to the argument. There are always exceptions.
Just take your L, fam.
Never.
You're wrong. You're
I just, will go into the final L.
You are just wrong. It's okay, bro. We're often wrong on here. I told you guys Jordan Poole was the worst rotation player in the league. And then he scored a career high, then doubled that up with another career high, then another career high, and had a week where he averaged 38 points after I said he was basically a bum, and now he is a third member of the Splash Bros. So I've been wrong, dude. Sometimes you just got
to
take your L.
You got to
hold it.
I'm
hold it nice and tight. And then you just take it home with you. And you say, hey, guys, this isn't worth arguing. I lost. But you wouldn't do that. You won't do it. You won't.
So I feel like I'm still right, but you want to move on?
You're not, Lord, though.
Oh, my God. We literally
looked up stats.
I need a little spray bottle. A little spray bottle.
Like a little cat? Yes. Yes. I'm with you. I am 100% with you. Let's chill out the conversation a little bit, guys.
Do you just want to chill for a sec?
No, we can leave it on.
Okay.
Let's talk about things that we can all agree on.
Yeah.
Chico, summer is here, baby. Woo! It's hot.
Hot in her.
Too hot.
So I wanted to ask you guys, we do this segment every year after graduation ends. This is officially U-Haul week here.
Derek's favorite week
is U-Haul season. It lasts 1 week. It's when all the kids get their ish and they pack on up and get the hell out of Dodge. And it leaves us, the locals. So, I just wanted to ask you, best thing, worst thing about Chico Summers. Does anyone want to start? We do this every year. I understand it hasn't changed. Worst thing cannot be the heat. Not the Chico heat. I'm talking about the actual weather.
Yes.
No complaining about the weather.
I wasn't talking about the team or the weather.
Let's go.
So,
best thing or worst thing?
What do best, you thing. Best thing. Best thing. Floating. Easy. Okay. That's the easiest
Money.
One.
Money.
The best thing is floating.
Okay. Worst thing?
The worst thing? Ooh. Can't be the heat. Round back to me.
I think one of the better things is... less traffic.
Yes.
I know Chico is small, but we do get traffic here and there.
Sure
and
do.
Less people downtown.
Yeah. Worst thing.
Worst thing. Damn, I don't know.
There's nothing worse than
can
the
can
heat.
Can I answer Rudy?
Yes, you can.
Him? All right. Worst thing for Rudy.
What?
The,
Let's be appropriate.
I know what you're going to say, but I don't know, which is great. What?
I don't want this.
The demographic of girls Rudy can hit on goes down by 90%.
95.9.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Hey, facts. Tell me. I'm not hiding.
I had to.
It's true. Facts.
I'm sorry.
I saw that coming.
All right.
That is true.
Oh.
But it's all right, though. It's okay. Everything's going to be just fine.
I'll jump back in. The best thing for me, I think, is along the same lines of Rudy. The no traffic that also applies to downtown. Parking spaces are available.
Yep.
And you can walk into a bar at any time. There's not going to be a line.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk in with your whole squad. It's no problem.
Yeah, it's going to be open.
Yeah, get an ice cold beer. Relax with your people. You're going to find seats. It's fine. It's good. We're all good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the worst thing, again, keeping in mind that, that the heat is off the table. I would say the worst thing would be doing the show when the AC is not cranking.
Ooh.
Because, God dang it, we're on the fourth floor and it gets sweltering in here.
Even today when we walked in, I was like, it's hot here.
I'm sweating through my shirt.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
You got a worst
thing?
It's
hot right now.
That's the hard part about it because, like, born and raised in this town, I think this is the best damn town ever. But the heat is the problem for me.
Yeah.
Like, if the heat wasn't this bad, if it was at the highest, 95, 98, hits 100 once, this would be the ideal town I would never want to leave.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of other things I would say that have to change. But, you know, that would be the one thing that, like, is on the show I can say.
Yeah, but fair enough. If I'm not being... I don't want to be dismissive of you, Brad.
Yes.
Or hyperbolic? Hyper...
What? I mean, I'm confused with where you're going with this now, so I don't know what word you're trying to say.
I think I should just move off to the point and just let you have the heat. We'll just give you the heat. You're a ginger, for those who don't know. So gingers and heat don't do...
No, we don't do well. And that's why I'm trying to find the coldest environment.
So we'll leave it with the heat.
Yes.
That's okay.
I can't think of anything worse.
A broken AC in Chico this time of year is pretty terrible.
Ooh, well, I've also lived in two homes where I've been in the upper floor, or the like the top floor, and I've survived.
Oh, no,
I could do it. It's just, it's not fun.
Yeah. Dude, my house stays at 74 degrees. My AC is on 24/7. I'll spend the money.
But the past like 5-6 years I've worked have been in the scorching sun and working labor. So it's like I've been there, and it's just the heat.
Can I go on a rant that's going to go all over the place? Might get serious, might not, might keep it goofy. I have no idea where I'm going with this.
Man,
but can
do
I do it?
Please do. Right. Please do. Please do.
We're here for you.
Thank you.
Player haters ball.
Hey, 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 hey. Why you wanna play hate on me?
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the proceedings around here, one thing we'd love to do is hate. That is how the show was formed, was based on me and Derek's hate. And today's, I'm probably going to meander a little bit, probably be off topic a little bit, probably go all over the place. But it's just been on my mind a little bit, so you boys feel free to jump in and stop me or jump in and comment at any point, because I really don't know where this is going to go. I'm just speaking from the heart here. But today's Player Haters Ball... The topic is America. What are we doing? Wow. I think I could say this in broad strokes, but let's break it down a little bit. 201 mass shootings this year in 2022. 201 mass shootings. White supremacists are still a thing? Oh. How is that possible? And if anyone can help me out, please. If anyone can help me out and tell me, white people, white supremacists, I'm not talking about the white folks who listen to this show, because for the most part, y'all are chill as hell and I love y'all. But to the white supremacists out there, what are y'all scared of? What are y'all worried about? Why do you want to hold on to whiteness so tight? I do not understand. What are you scared of? Do you not love tacos? Y'all get down with G-Funk. You listen to Dr. Dre. You enjoy a Snoop Dogg song from time to time. Where is this hate coming from? And this guy in office, this last time, this Trump fella, he just empowered all these idiots, all these closeted racists to come out of the woodworks that are now shooting up grocery stores and killing grandparents. What are we doing? Where is this hate coming from? I don't understand. Where is this fear of minorities coming from? Because you watch crime reports and you see the prison numbers and you're like, oh, well, black and Mexicans, the brown and Latino or brown and black population are the ones committing crimes, so we should obviously fear them. If anything, yes, black people have a lot of reason to retaliate based on history. And guess what? It's never happened. Explain to me, tell me how many times a black guy has gone to a white church and shot up a white church. Don't worry, I'll wait. Tell me how many times a black guy has gone to an all-white grocery store and shut up that all-white grocery store. Don't worry. I'll wait. I don't understand. We are all so sidetracked about this stupid culture war that's going on between minorities. What is happening in this country? Wake the hell up, people. What is going on is a wealth gap that we've never seen. The problem is not black folks. The problem is not Latinos. The problem is not any one subcategory of folks. The problem is we don't have access to things. Period. The problem is this wealth gap is getting bigger and bigger every single year. Did y'all not just see what happened during COVID? Am I wrong here? The wealth gap exploded. And what we are talking about in the media is a culture war. I'm sorry, we're worried about gender pronouns? Am I wrong here?
No.
We're fighting over the dumbest things in this country.
Keep going.
Everyone I know, I want to just talk to the reasonable people out there, because the people who have made up their minds on this, you've made up your minds, you're done, I got it. Who cares about being Democratic or Republican? Because here's what's going to happen after... When was the last time you even heard about the Buffalo shooting or the shooting that happened down in Southern California? It was on the news for 2 days and it was gone. We were over it. We moved on. We're done. We're good. We heard it. We're good. And what we're going to hear, The Dems are going to tell us what? It's gun control. The Republicans are going to tell us it's mental health issues. Meanwhile, we have 201 mass shootings in this country and nothing changes. We have an overdose problem, a drug addiction problem in the meantime, and we are still having a war on drugs. If there is a war on drugs, we have lost.
Oh, it's been lost.
It's over. We have lost. We have lost, guys. What are we doing as a country? Why are we fighting each other? The problem is the people we're putting into office. The problem is that we are getting distracted on the dumbest things in the world. We're getting distracted. Well, black guy versus white guy versus this culture versus that culture versus wokeism. Woke has been weaponized to be used against people. I'm sorry. You don't need to be woke, but I think we all need to wake the hell up. This is ridiculous. I shouldn't have to worry about going to the grocery store, going to church, driving my car, and getting shot up. It's ridiculous. I don't want to hear about guns. I don't want to hear about mental health. I want to start hearing about solutions. Why are we fighting each other? We're all so distracted with this stupid culture war, and we are not that different. Coming from a half black, half white guy, I am telling you, we are not that different. Both my families, different folks, same exact values. Same exact values. And I think I can say that across the board. Rudy.
No, I agree 100%, man.
You're Latino. Your family wants the same things my family wants.
Opportunities. Exactly.
Freedom.
And, you know.
Access.
Some people have to work harder to get those acts, but that's just the way it is. But at the end of the day, we're all the same person.
We're all just people, man.
Yeah, just trying to
and
make
we're
it
we're fighting
life.
Each other over the dumbest stuff in the world. And I'm sorry that I had to do this towards the end of the show. It just has been on my mind. It is driving me nuts, man.
It's just America is just driven on, you know, short. For an example, the Ukraine war. That was a hot topic for, you know, 5-6 days after that.
We moved on.
I haven't heard one thing about it.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a while.
It's still going on. Yep. You feel me? That's just one example.
Yeah. I feel like it just comes down to the, like, we are so excited. Not in the, like, we're actually, like, happy for it, but, like, we're excited to see something new. Something's around us. We're involved in something so quickly, and it doesn't matter what it is. Yeah, but we're on to the next one. It's like, okay. We got what we needed out of this one. We got our anger. We got whatever we needed. And then we're on to the next one. Okay, nothing's else around. We're just going to go out about our day like nothing happened.
And that's for everything. Like,
it doesn't matter what it is.
For an example, straws, plastic straws.
You don't hear about that much anymore.
God damn, dude. Like, that happened for what? 2 weeks straight, blah, 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 X, Y,
Z. And they got the law passed, and now it's.
And then what? Yeah. Who's still making plastic straws? Everyone.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the stupidest thing.
I think
ever,
you hit that on the nail. Like,
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I know I derailed the entire show. I'm so confused on what the hell is going on, man. I just feel like.
It's the same thing every
like
single
we're
day.
We're better than this, man. I feel like we're better. And we should strive to be better. And maybe we should stop talking so damn much.
We're just stuck in our generation that once our generation starts to take over.
No, because remember, how old was the guy at Buffalo?
No, I'm just saying, like...
He was a younger guy. Yeah, he was a younger guy.
No, I understand, but people in power.
You hope, because there's a game that's being played
up there. But at the same...
the game is simple. Make this person against this group against that group, that group against this group against that group. Everyone needs to take a side. Whatever happened to moderate debate in this country, I just don't understand it because we are not that separate.
Well, those debates don't even matter. They're all
that
fixed.
Are hardcore Trumpers and people that are hardcore liberals. And guess what?
Get along.
Most of them are more in the middle than you would think.
Yeah.
As long as the 5% gets theirs, that's what's.
Yeah.
That's all they care
And we're
about.
In the meantime, while we're all arguing.
They had to shut us down then?
That was an awkward time to shut us down, guys. That was a real awkward time to shut us down. I got too hot.
FBI heard about it.
I really CIA. Wanted to get they into heard about some goofy it. Stuff at the back end of the show, but I spent 7 minutes just...
Oh, 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's all good.
It just started pulling out of me.
You got
sorry.
Me going, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think in general, if we can end on a good note, I think we're all so much better than what we've been portraying ourselves to be. I think American values are amazing.
They're here.
Right?
I'm a living example. Yeah, of it. So exactly. is everyone else.
They're alive and well. It just comes down to, I mean, we just need to get out of this crap cycle we're in.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the same thing over and over again the past 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah, our ideology is amazing. Our follow through
is garbage.
Leaves a lot to be Horrible. Desired. I think I'm just saying we can do a lot better as a people, as a country. We could do a lot better, and I think that's where we should leave that topic. I didn't mean to go that far into it. I'm sorry.
Hey, when you're passionate about something, you're going to go into it.
I'm just frustrated, man.
Yeah, I get
and then,
it.
Before we take off, one more thing. I know yes. I hate ending yes, the yes, show, no, but. R.I.P. to our good friend Damien.
Yes.
Just recently passed away this past week. And great dude. Biggest smile in the room.
I did want to share something about Damien. I dedicated
great personality
to
and
him
everything,
last night.
Man.
I just wanted to, for those of you who didn't get the opportunity to know him.
The privilege to
he
know
was,
him.
He was a hell of a dude, man.
He was.
He supported everything. I only knew him for a couple of years. He supported everything I